The situation is calm now because people have gone hiding. The police are all over the place. We don't know what's going to happen tonight. There are reports that they intend raiding people again. There are a lot of people who have been taken to hospital and attended to because there are not doctors on the vicinity there. And so we're really not sure what is going to happen tonight. We can only hope nothing much happens.
A spokesman for President Zuma has said it was necessary for the police to act because this is a point at which we have to make certain important choices. If we allow the situation to continue, the economy will suffer severely and we will be going down the road of lawlessness.
No, there's no doubt the economy will suffer, but I doubt if the country will go down in the way of lawlessness. They know who are the people who are instigating. The workers are not inciting anybody. They only want their demands met. On Monday, we went in there and told the workers, please do not carry life-threatening weapons. Do not be violent. Don't allow yourself to be blamed for violence. And they obeyed. On Tuesday, nobody had weapons there. Wednesday, nobody had weapons there. And Thursday, they waited on the copy for their delegation to report back on what has happened in the negotiations.
But why do miners need weapons in the first place? Why do they need knobkerries, machetes, pangas?
Well, an African man never walks without a kiri or a stick. That's what you call traditional weapons. It's not meant for violating anybody's human rights, but it's just a natural thing that people do in any part of the African continent.
And machetes, pangas as well? Spears?
Not really. That's why we appeal to them on Monday not to carry life-threatening weapons. And they obeyed that.
Let's go back to last month and before the 34 miners were shot dead by the police. 10 others were killed before then, reportedly two police officers beaten to death by miners.
Well, we have to wait for the Judicial Commission to give us the report as to who shot first. We cannot just assume that miners attack the police or the police attack the miners. We need to acquire evidence that tells us the truth.
I mean, you're quoted as saying that what happened in the early hours of this morning will lead to a worsening of the situation and eventually to a complete revolt across the platinum belt in South Africa, the areas where platinum is produced.
Yeah, because the workers are now angry. They've been provoked and they had no intention of being violent. They were committed to negotiations. What has happened has indicated or given the impression that the company is negotiating in bad faith. What they've been doing all along had no integrity. And therefore, one can expect worse things to come. And we hope not, really.